Okay, so this is my first official podcast, and this is for my technology and education class. Now, I'm going to apologize ahead of time for anyone who might be listening to this, because I have to do this in an unconventional way. I don't have any recording equipment at home, so all of this is going to be done over my phone, and that's going to end up meaning the sound quality is going to be horrible. With that being said, I'm going to get on with my assignment. Now, my assignment is to tie in my teaching philosophy with technology and education. My teaching philosophy is easy. This is something that we set up back in my Ed 100 class. And this is something that, you know, like I said, I developed back then and I've continued carrying it with me. And that philosophy is you have to teach what you love in a way your audience relates to. Now, this is supposed to relate to technology and education in some way, and actually, this is pretty easy to relate to. There are many different types of learners in the classroom. There are audio learners, visual learners, people who learn by doing hands-on activities, and multimedia can appeal to all three as it is. By making videos as a teacher, this is one way that you can appeal to visual learners. It can help them pick up some of the concepts better and easier than they would if they were to go through it in other types of learning styles. Hands-on learners can pick up their activities in the classroom, and as for audio learners, things like this podcast might appeal more to them and help them really relate to your subject matter even more. I believe that using multimedia in the classroom can help you reach the greatest audience possible while helping people from all types of learning styles get the most from your lessons. And it is for this reason that we need to really embrace multimedia in the classroom and really start to get on making podcasts and things like that.